For a month now, the official story has been crumbling. The official narrative around the Charlie Kirk assassination has never added up. And tonight, it completely falls apart. Because newly surfaced Google data reveals that key players involved in the attack were quietly being tracked in the days and weeks leading up to it. Literally zero people in the world were monitoring these people, except roughly 100 specific, traceable IP addresses in Washington DC, and roughly 100 in Israel. What they were looking for and who paints a chilling picture of coordination. Names that nobody in Israel should have been interested in. One of them, Tyler Robinson, a college dropout, a complete nobody, with no political connections and no reason to be on Israel's radar. Yet, somehow he was. The timing, the precision, the locations, none of it can be explained away. You're looking at a cover story unravelling in real time. Today's video is brought to you by VP.net, the only VPN I trust to protect my privacy from the deep state. VP.net is built to block deep state actors from spying on you. Their miniature-grade hardware is impenetrable. Signing up to them also really helps to keep my show on the air. Please visit vp.net/TPV to find out more. The FBI's official narrative? A lone gunman. A random act of political violence. Case closed. But now, digital evidence is surfacing that paints a very different picture of the assassination. In the months leading up to the assassination, a pattern of online activity began, unusual, specific, and beyond suspicious. Researchers tracing Google Analytics logs uncovered unique Israeli and Washington DC IP addresses, making targeted searches for key people and places that would later be involved in the false flag, names nobody outside Utah would even know existed. These unique IP addresses made coordinated searches for Timpanogos Regional Hospital, the medical center Charlie Kirk was taken to by Turning Point USA, despite the fact it wasn't the closest hospital. These unique IP addresses also made searches for the very surgeons who would later be called in to operate on Kirk, for Utah medical examiner Deidre Amaro. They even searched for Josh Hammer.
I wonder who the medical examiner is in Utah, because it appears to me, based on everything I've looked at, that Charlie Kirk may not have had an autopsy, which I find shocking. Shocking. Because an autopsy could give you a lot of things, such as what angle did the bullet come in? Where did the bullet go? What type of bullet was it? What damages were done to the organs? Were there any other injuries? And this is going to come up in a minute. Were there any other injuries anywhere else in the body? And so I wondered who the medical examiner was there in Utah. And I looked her up. She's a woman named Deidre Amaro. And she was looked up, but this time not in the District of Columbia, but in Israel, which I thought was very strange. June 30th of 2025. In Israel. June 30th, 2025, an IP address originating in Israel. Again, we talked last week about the ways IP addresses can end up somewhere. But Deidre Amaro, the medical examiner there in Utah, somebody with an IP address originating in Israel decided they were very interested in Deidre Amaro. And lest you think I didn't check, the reason I'm not showing you others, go to the District of Columbia, for example, not there. You can even go to Utah and see. Not there. So if it's not in the District of Columbia and it's not in Utah, this is not a very common search, is what I'm pointing out here. Not a very common search at all. But there it was in Israel. So I thought, that's weird. That's weird.
Israel wasn't only monitoring the Utah medical examiner. They were searching for information on all of the general and emergency surgeons at the hospital Charlie Kirk was going to be taken to.
All right. This one gets a little deep. This one, if you have a 5-point safety harness in your seat, you might want to go ahead and fasten it. You will have full access to your entire seat. You will only need the front edge for this one. I was very curious when the Talking Points USA spokesperson came out and said they had spoken to the surgeon, but didn't give the surgeon's name. So I thought, who's the surgeon? Again, this is the surgeon who looked, according to the Talking Points USA spokesperson, who seems like a nice guy, not knocking him at all. Only relaying, doing his job, relaying the message that he was given from the surgeon, just letting the world know about it. fine with it. This is the guy who said, hey, Charlie's made of steel. This bullet would have normally gone through almost anybody, but Charlie, not Charlie, he's made of steel. But he didn't give the surgeon's name. And again, remember Deidre Amora, they didn't do an autopsy, I don't think. At least that's the news on the street. They didn't do an autopsy. So I go and I get a list of all the surgeons I can find at the Orem branch of Tempanagos Regional Hospital. And I think, could anyone have looked up any of these people? The first surgeon I could find was a guy named Stephen Nealman. Stephen Nealman. Remember that date, July 20. This is July 18th. This is July 18th. Stephen Nealman. July 18th, 2025. This was out of our friends on the other side of the planet over there. Very curious about the surgeons in Utah, you'll find out. I go to the next one I could find, Robert Patterson. I found a lot, so I added an MD to it. Robert Patterson, MD. July 23 and 24. This may have been the only one that was searched twice, 2 days in a row. July 23 and 24, Robert Patterson, MD. Again, I just find online a list of surgeons at Tempanagos. I eliminate people like the breast reconstruction surgeons because I didn't think that was necessary to look up. Actually, I might have looked up one of them. But I found the general surgeons, the emergency surgeons, all the people who minor surgery. I looked them all up. I go to the next one, Lee Trotter. Has anyone looked up Lee Trotter? Again, notice the date. Notice the date. This is right in that July 20 area, that July 20 timeline. Someone with an IP address originating in Israel, looking up Surgeon Lee Trotter, near about that same July 20 time period. Are there other surgeons in the area? Yeah, as a matter of fact, there is. There's a guy named Lee Patterson. So I look up Lee Patterson. Notice the date, July 19th. Somebody with an IP address originating in Israel in the week of July 20, that week on either side of July 20, was very interested in all the people who practice surgery at Tempanagos Regional Hospital in Orem, Utah. If I'm the state police, if I'm the FBI, I have real concerns that my surgeons are being searched within a very narrow time window, like 7 to 10 days of each other. And I want to know, is it the same IP address looking at all of them? Because I want to know who the hell is so curious about my surgeons in my local hospital. If I'm the FBI, I might ask, is this related to an assassination where they rushed the body there and there was a surgeon that declared Charlie Kirk a Superman and claims he found the bullet and then signed the death certificate and there was no autopsy. And people may have been searching the surgeons.
And if that wasn't damning enough, wait for this. The same Israeli IP didn't stop at hospitals, surgeons, and Josh Hammer. It's also searched for Tyler Robinson. Almost 100 people in Israel searched for information about Tyler Robinson on the same day. A total unknown. Someone with no public profile, no political ties. Nobody that anyone in Israel should have even heard of, let alone been searching for. So you have to ask yourself, why him and why then? And who exactly was sitting behind those keyboards? The Charlie Kirk Falls flag is cracking open, and each new piece of data makes the story more disturbing. When we come back, you'll hear the detail that proves it was never random. Today's sponsor is PillsForever.com. If you think Big Pharma have your best interests at heart, think again. The price of medicine in America has skyrocketed, and there are certain medicines Big Pharma don't want you to know about. That's why I've partnered with PillsForever.com. All of their FDA-approved medicines are the cheapest you'll find anywhere. More importantly, you can order medicines that Big Pharma don't want you to have, such as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and fenbendazole. Speaking of fenbendazole, not only does it get rid of parasites that live inside your body, there have been studies that show fenbendazole can help with cancer. Listen to this bombshell interview with Mel Gibson, who says three of his friends who had terminal cancer were cured by the very same ivermectin and fenbendazole available at pillsforever.com.
I have three friends. All three of them had stage 4 cancer. All three of them don't have cancer right now at all. And they had some serious stuff going on.
And what did they take?
Jesus. They took some, what you've heard they've taken.
Ivermectin.
Fenbendazole.
Fenbendazole, yeah.
That's
yeah, I'm hearing that a lot.
They drank hydrochloride something or other.
Get 15% off using coupon code PeoplesVoice at the checkout. Please click the link below this video to take advantage of this fantastic offer. Remember George Zinn, the man who caused the commotion right after the shot was fired, drawing the crowd's attention away from what was really going on? It turns out that Zinn has been on the ground at various false flags in the last two decades, including 9/11, the Boston Marathon bombing, as well as calling in a bomb threat at another marathon. Coincidence? Or are we looking at a professional operative, a crisis actor, whose job is to appear, disappear, and help shape the narrative every time tragedy strikes? And here's where it gets truly strange. In the days leading up to the assassination, searches for George Zinn started coming in, not from random users, but from Washington, D.C. 40 separate searches, all within a single day, September the 1st, 10 days before the shooting. And that's not all. He was also searched for from Israel. Despite there being no news stories about him, no public record, no reason anyone overseas should have even known his name. So what exactly was Israel looking for? And why did George Zinn suddenly become so interesting right before the assassination?
George Zinn. You can see here where George Zinn was arrested. There's a little blip on September 10th in the District of Columbia. I'm assuming this is everybody racing to the computer to figure out who is the guy they just arrested. I don't know what this is. Maybe a few days later, people go. But look here, July 20th. Now, this July 20 is going to become very important tonight. The week of round July 20th is going to become exceedingly important. And the amount of coincidences that take place between like a week before and a week after July 20 and all that time in between becomes very difficult to set aside, to disregard. So the fact that this was the first thing I looked up during this go around of searches, George Hodgson Zinn, that's the full name of the guy that they first arrested. You remember, this is the old guy who stands up within seconds of Charlie Kirk being assassinated. I did it. I shot him. And then as they're dragging him away, his pants fall down. He's like, shoot me. That's George Hodgson Zinn.
George Zinn wasn't the only person closely involved in the assassination to have been tracked and monitored before the event by hidden hands in Israel. Hunter Kozak, the man who asked Charlie Kirk the question about transgender gun violence right before he was shot, was also of interest to Israel in the weeks before the assassination.
People gave up on the idea that the question that was asked when Charlie Kirk was assassinated could have anything to do with it. It was like too perfect of a coincidence. It was talking about transgender gun violence. It was a lefty. I think he has a podcast. I don't want to speak out of turn. Guy's name's Hunter Kozak. Hunter Kozak goes to the stage. Now, I have heard where he said out of his mouth, he pre-screened this question with Charlie Kirk's team. They were fine with him asking this question. It's not like he caught Charlie Kirk unaware with his question. The team reviewed the questioner, and determined, yes, you may ask this question live to Charlie Kirk. Lo and behold, our friends in Israel were searching the name Hunter Kozak, or someone with an IP address originating in Israel, were searching the name Hunter Kozak on 3 August 2025. Again, look at it again. Just, I don't want you to lose it because I'm going to switch it over to the District of Columbia in a second. I might even switch it to Utah. I don't know if I've done Utah yet, but on August 3, 2025, Hunter Kozak searched with an IP address originating in Israel. Now let's do the District of Columbia. Anyone within our nation's capital curious about this guy? No. Anybody inside the state of Utah curious about this guy? Only after the shooting. Only after the shooting. But our friends on the other side of the world, for some reason, took an interest in this guy.
If there's one thing the Charlie Kirk case has shown us, is that nobody is invisible online. When Netanyahu declared that social media was Israel's new battleground, he wasn't exaggerating. He was declaring war on your mind, your feed, and your freedom. You need to protect yourself. This isn't a drill. Because here's the truth they don't want you to know. The VPNs you thought were your shield, your last line of defense against government and corporate surveillance, have been compromised. One Tel Aviv-based company, with a long history of distributing malware, has quietly bought up nearly all the biggest VPNs on the planet. ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, Private Internet Access, and many more. And the people they hire? Not random techies, not privacy activists, but veterans of Israel's most notorious intelligence units, Unit 8200. The cyber warfare arm behind the world's most advanced spying tools, including Cellebrite and Pegasus. And the Dovedon unit, infiltration experts turned executives. When their operatives get caught spying, they don't get punished, they get promoted. And those are the people now asking you to trust their no-logs policy. Trust them not to peek. Trust them not to sell your data, and trust them with your entire digital life. Think about that. Can you really trust a system built by the surveillance state itself? That's why VP.net was created. It's not another VPN with clever marketing. Legacy VPNs say trust us. VP.net says don't trust, verify. It's trustless by design, meaning even if they wanted to spy on you, they couldn't. Built on zero-knowledge cryptography, Intel SGX secure enclaves, and open source code you can audit yourself. It's mathematically impossible to log or leak your data. No Mossad backdoors, no compromat, no hidden hands. Just pure verifiable privacy. This is how we fight back. Not with fear, but with next generation tech that works for us, not against us. Sign up today at vp.net/TPV. It's only $5 a month, and you can finally stop asking, who's monitoring me? Because the answer is, they were, but with VP.net, not anymore. Recent events have made it clear. Israel has taken off the gloves. And this time, the war isn't overseas, it's aimed squarely at Americans. At anybody who dares to question, to resist, to stand their ground. People like Charlie Kirk, a man once seen as a future president.
Who hired you? Who's
Charlie Kirk? He actually runs Turning Point USA. I know he's like so young. It's insane. And you should look him up and figure out who he is, because he's, in my opinion, he's going to be a future president of the United States. And everyone Whoa. Says that. Everyone, every show he's been on in Fox says, like, very rarely do you meet, like Rush Limbaugh just said, very rarely do you meet someone and think that's going to be a president of the United States. Charlie Kirk will be a president.
If they're willing to monitor and silence him when he began going off script, imagine what they're going to do to the rest of us. It's time to say no. Reject the globalist agenda. Reject Israel first. Expel the spies hiding in your phone, in your apps, in your devices. Go to vp.net/TPV and take back control before it's too late.